I mean, essentially, Michael McLoone laid his 16 years of service to the people of Donegal on the table yesterday, and the approach that he has taken. And, you know, when he came here in 1994, the county council structures were in a mess. This man fell outside the box. He brought in people who he knew to be expert from his time in Beaumont Hospital, and has now created a county council structure which is, you know, unrecognisable to those back in 1994. And I think that's the man deserves huge credit for that, for bringing his passion and integrity to that role. And that's why when he was finished yesterday, he got a round of applause. And I think it was quite an emotional moment yesterday when that happened.
Now, Padraig, he's left himself open to scrutiny because there's a number of emails that have went around criticising the county manager's work. Did you receive these emails? Can you just tell me what was in the emails?
Yeah, I did. I received an anonymous email, an anonymous letter, pointing to alleged irregularities and pointing to an internal audit carried out. And, you know, essentially, I don't like dealing with anonymous people. I like to see the colour of somebody's eyes. I like to know what their agenda is when they put these types of allegations around. So I said nothing about any of that information I received and waited until this public meeting where the manager, unlike the person who made the allegations, put himself in front of the people of Donegal and put the facts on the table. And I tell you, them facts read very, very strong. I think anybody who reads the document from cover to cover that he presented yesterday, anybody who had the privilege to witness the outlay of his involvement in this county and how he turned around the county council structures and how his approach delivered a hell of a lot more money and investment in the county than would have been, couldn't help but be moved by it.